For the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
And now a star is born. On February 1st, 1968, the world welcomed little baby Pauly Shore. Oh, our apologies. This feature is called A Star is Born, and therefore has nothing to do with Pauly Shore. We'll try again next time on A Star is Born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7 o'clock.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Another Democrat throws his hat in the race for the White House.
I'm Cory Booker, and I'm running for President of the United States of America.
That from a video message just out.
Cory Booker is the former mayor of Newark, New Jersey. He became the first African-American senator from that state when he was elected in 2013, and in that time has earned respect from both sides of the aisle.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This could be shaping up to be one of the largest Democratic presidential fields in recent history. A court date for a longtime Trump advisor.
Attorneys for Roger Stone and attorneys with the special counsel's office will appear this afternoon in a Washington, D.C. federal courtroom for the first status hearing before Judge Amy Berman Jackson. On Tuesday, Stone pleaded not guilty to charges he lied to Congress and obstructed the House's investigation into Russian election meddling.
Fox's John Decker. This is Fox News.
That's breaking news. Really, we're just talking about that.
The wait is almost over.
Crap.
Emily Hayes returns Monday.
Yay!
Greg Budell, you know Emily has a flair for the dramatic. How do you think she'll make her entrance Monday morning?
She'll be coming round, round when she comes. She'll be coming round, round when she comes.
Jay Scott, will you two pick up where you left off with your on-again, off-again friendship?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, are you ready for Emily's return? And Rich Thomas, are you excited about sitting in the studio with Emily for 3 hours on Monday?
I wish this show went to 10.
There you have it. Everyone's ready for the return of Emily Hayes. But let me just give you guys a heads up. I think maybe she didn't get what she wanted as a wedding present, so look out.
All I ever wanted, and you should know this by now, is a dang old Teddy Ruxpin.
Stand by for Three Men, and on Monday, a lady.
It's a good show.
Such a thing's going on in that honeymoon.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Excited? Yes. All right. Three guys in a rusty. Three rusty guys. Greg, Jay, Rusty, and of course the adorable.
And our forecast is, it's freezing outside right now. It's 32. And our forecast for today calling for a nice turnaround on this first day of February, partly to mostly sunny, after yesterday's high of 59, which felt great, by the way. A little warmer today with a high around 63. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cold. Overnight low, 43. Tomorrow, high in the middle 60s. It's the 2nd of February with a small risk of a stray shower. I think most of us are dry. More clouds than sun tomorrow, but a pretty good day. Sunday, look for some widely scattered showers, perhaps with highs in the upper 60s. I think we'll be around 70 on Monday with scattered showers. Tuesday's high, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're well up in the 70s. For instance, 75 by Wednesday, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm by the middle of the week. Right now, this morning, east winds at 9 miles per hour. That's enough to get the current temperature of 32 to a wind chill factor of 25 at 7:06.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
wild.
Wild.
Wild. Gonna get wild. It's wild stuff. As in wild caught... Alaskan pollock. You know, there's an episode of All in the Family.
I can just imagine where you're going with that.
I'm just going to quote the show. This is this neither represents my thoughts or views. Where
Meathead and Glory are going town to an art museum, and Archie sees the brochure, and he looks at it and says, what do you know, a Pollock art exhibit? And Meathead doesn't, you know, get all bent out of shape. He says, that's Pollock. Jackson Pollock.
I can see Archie's face.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, if you are looking to eat healthier, this is something you should look into trying. It has protein and heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids, and, man, like everything they serve at Baumhauer's, it's loaded with flavor. The only word you need to know, though, to redeem that, don't call up this afternoon and say Jackson Pollock.
No.
Call up this afternoon and say wild. That is the winning word. That's the one you need to know. And that's how you win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, redeemable at the Boulevard. Don't forget the Super Bowl specials, 53-cent wings, 53-cent pints of Bob's Blackberry Brew, which is one of the many craft brews that they sell at Baumhauer's. And for $53, you get a tray of party wings, you get chips, salsa, and cheese. And that's we're talking about a party tray.
It's
of
the
those.
Whole party. I mean, there you go.
And it's already made. You don't have to make it.
And for those not drinking beer, you got a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. $53 for all of that. And by the way, they package up their takeout at Baumhauer's so that when you get it home, you don't have to microwave it. It just tastes piping hot and fresh. I've done that so many times. And it's like a 15-minute drive from Bob's to our house. And we don't have to reheat anything because they know how to do it at Baumhauer's. So consider that an easy option for you to enjoy fantastic food and Super Bowl 53.
Yeah.
Which I predict Tom Brady will. We should make a little bet here.
Oh, no.
What? Not money. Oh. We should make a bet.
I have no idea where to go with scores.
Well, let's just say who wins and who loses. I want the Patriots to win, and I think they will.
Yeah.
But if I'm wrong, what humiliating thing would you guys have me do if I lose the bet?
Absolutely nothing.
I have to wear something stupid?
No. You make us breakfast every morning. We're not fortunate to do anything like that.
Did you want him to roll into that sewer thing?
I have a one-piece pajama that somebody gave me.
I don't need to see you in there.
No, we don't.
It's red. It's got the back flap, too.
Please, no.
How about you co-host the show with Barron one day? On his show. That's not good. That
we
cuts
should give
into,
some thought. We should have something on the game.
That cuts into nap time. No, that's not. That ain't going to work.
So well, you're on 6 hours a day.
At 7:09, let's see how the roads are.
Should
moving.
Make us a key lime pie.
Okay.
You never make us a key lime pie. It's always for other people.
Speaking of which, I have to.
You got to make something for another. You got to make one for another person, don't you?
For Jake Wellen and Dana, they came in and helped me out.
We come in every day. And I know we get breakfast. I get that. I appreciate it.
But I'm here by special request only, much like the key lime pie.
Work my fingers down to the bone.
And what do you get? Bony fingers. That's it.
Slave over a hot microphone.
Whose idea was it to bring up this bet?
I just come in here in a prescription drug filled haze and just sit there.
By the way, you're talking about Baumhauer's. I know he's not listening, but God, open a private location, please.
I've told him that.
I know, please. I've told him that.
And I may be going down to see. He's got a fine dining establishment in Mobile up
at
the top of that
tower. Yeah, I'd love to go.
And it is 5 stars. We should make a road trip down there because, from what I understand, he'll treat us. It's
Emily would be going crazy.
She'd be going nuts right now.
We never do anything
to Mobile. Let's go. Yeah. God, she's probably already going there this weekend.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. She's busy packing up her Victoria's Secret stuff into a suitcase right now.
Wow.
She's ready to head back. Let's see how the roads are doing.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic on a Friday morning. Things are starting to get busy in our rush hour. We see a lot of people headed into the downtown area, both on I-65 and Clay Street, as well as Madison Avenue. Be careful in those vicinities. The interstates are still running along at a speed limit ride. No problems there. And you won't find too many delays on the boulevard this time of the morning. A little delay at the traffic lights. Remember, school buses are picking up kids, and the school zones are in effect in just a few minutes. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop sheer experience. Blado's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff. Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What are we going to do now?
And in just a minute, you're going to talk about Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milberg Family Chiropractic. I have a convoluted intro for Random Facts.
All right.
That's a bit we do every day with Jay, where he gives out odd information and we roar listeners with a pie with a quiz afterward. I'm going to play that Happy Days Groundhog song.
Okay.
And it says Groundhog's Day is today, but this is the first time in several years where it's been.
We'll let that go.
So just pretend it's tomorrow when you hear this, so that my brilliantly conceived, hopefully brilliantly executed, convoluted introduction works. I'm just giving you guys a heads up on that, okay? And, by the way, I mentioned all the incredible meat specials at Food Outlet. Bluebell Ice Cream J, $4.58 for the big half gallon. That's a real half gallon. They want $7.99 at the big chain stores for that. So that's what I mean. When you start adding up the savings in each department, it's the only place you can get a loaf of great fresh bread for under a buck every week. Without fail, a package of buns for 74 cents if you're doing burgers and hot dogs for the Super Bowl. Get the Food Outlet and start saving. At 7:14, here is your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have arrested a man after they say he had sex with an underage girl. 22-year-old Cedric McNeil is charged with electronic solicitation of a child and second-degree rape. He is now being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $40,000 bond. Montgomery police say a woman fleeing a domestic violence situation went inside a Montgomery school with a gun. They say this incident happened in the 600 block of Buford Street. They say she went inside the school seeking help in a safe place and never posed a threat to the school. And the Montgomery County School Board tackled the state report card Thursday. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says although the school system went up a letter grade from a D to a C, there is still much work to be done. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
February 1st is Baked Alaska Day. Enough from these tree-hugging greenies. Global warming is a hoax. Alaska's not baking. It's 50 below up there right now. Keep telling yourself there's such a thing as Baked Alaska Day, you mamby-pamby liberals.
Hi, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about my friend Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeff Pasley has been practicing in Millbrook since 2006, and the success stories are just phenomenal. If you are dealing with pain, maybe this is long-term stuff that you've just dealt with and take medicine for to mask the problems, or if you've had an accident and need to get yourself straightened out so you won't be living in pain, call them today, 285-8483. Very convenient hours for those of you who work around Millbrook, if you're not in Millbrook proper. They're open 7 to noon and 2 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 to noon, Tuesday, and Thursday. You can even save time by booking your appointment online at MilbrookChiropractor.com and filling out your new patient paperwork online as well. So check them out, 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook. Call them today, 285-8483. And again, learn more at MilbrookChiropractor.com.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer
manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Wayne Newton, the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, today is Groundhog Day. Springtime could be on its way. When he comes out of his hole today, could it be the shadow he sees? Then winter's not quite.
And now,
Jay Scott saw a shadow, so there's at least six more weeks of
random.
Random. Oh, man, he got it in.
Oh, man.
Oh,
good job.
It's a squeaker right there.
Just, oh, I didn't get it all with great diction, but I
think it worked.
He greased the door frame to get that one in.
I had to, man. Yeah,
rodent humor never gets old.
Did you know? Not only does Florida have its own government agency dedicated to citrus fruits, but it commissioned its own Avenger superhero named Captain Citrus, who shoots pure Florida sunshine from his hands.
I'm sure.
And has excellent bone density from drinking Florida orange juice.
Look out.
You got to have that bone density to be a superhero.
In all seriousness, I just read an article last week where a lot of people have vitamin D deficiency. Why? Because they're not getting enough sun. Because they've got everybody so afraid of the sun and sun exposure with skin cancer and stuff. But that
not
is,
enough vitamin D.
I have to take a pill every Monday morning. It's like 5 million units of vitamin D or something.
Yep.
Yeah, because you don't have brittle bones.
Yeah.
Back to you, Jay.
Did you know the werewolf? The werewolf.
Werewolf.
Didn't they close that counter?
It's in a museum now.
Yeah.
I
think. Good one.
Way back to early, but that's a
werewolf.
I think Jay is starting to pick up riches.
I mean, well,
I can sense
it. I wear it off.
I'm moving into dad age. The werewolf was the biggest trebuchet ever built.
I know what a trebuchet
is. Do I have to dump that word? That sounds vulgar.
Trebuchet? It's like a catapult.
Catapult. Oh.
It's essentially so, like a catapult.
Say it again. How is it spelled? Can you?
T-R-E-B-U-C-H-E-T.
I think a trebuchet is actually weight-driven, isn't it?
It is, yes. Uh-huh. It's weight-driven.
The catapult, you pull it back on a rope.
Catapult is like spring-loaded type thing, but a trebuchet is when a weight goes forward and then it flings what's behind it, you know.
And it sounds like you're throwing something.
Yeah.
I never...
Trebuchet!
Never heard it. Do you think Costco might have one?
Yeah.
You know what Costco does have? I just saw it this morning. They're selling a 75-pound wheel of Parmesan cheese.
I saw that. How much is that cheese, sir? Did you remember that?
75.
Really?
It's 75 bucks?
I thought it was like 900 bucks.
No, 75. I think it's $75.
Is this a follow-up to their mac and cheese
in a
barrel?
Bucket?
Hang on. Now I have to check.
I'm sorry, man. I thought it was... I think they said it was $900, and it came out to like $12.50 a pound.
Hang on.
And it was...
Gotta look it up.
Costco.
Costco cheese wheel.
Cheese wheel.
Well,
Parmesan.
Oh, it's a 72-pound wheel of Parmesan cheese.
Oh.
And it is $900. You're right.
I was thinking, can I afford
that? But if you do the math, that's $12.50 a pound.
That's a big old
hunk
of cheese.
That's ridiculous.
There you go. You can order it right there.
Well, you could jam up the whole neighborhood with that, couldn't you?
Oh, God. That's a lot of cheese.
That's cheese.
So it was the largest trebuchet ever built. It was constructed in 1304 outside Stirling Castle. Once the Scots saw it, they tried to surrender, but Edward I, well, he still wanted to test the thing.
Uh-huh.
So he lobbed stones as much as 300 pounds.
Wow.
Destroying a large section of the wall around the castle.
They had a wall?
Yes, they had a wall.
Who would do such a horrible thing like that? Build a wall.
I don't know.
I mean, what's wrong?
It's immoral.
How humanitarian of them.
The other thing I learned, I was watching, it was a series on Showtime about the, the Italian Pope from way back when, who was all sorts of corrupted and greedy.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember their names.
He was Pope, then he wasn't Pope, then he was Pope again, then he wasn't Pope.
The Borgias?
Yes, the Borgias, yes.
By the time that was over, he was all poked out. Dad joke of the day.
Daddy.
But they had cannon fires that they had a cannon that would fire two balls at the same time, and they were attached with a chain. And it would spin around and...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know those existed until I watched that they could do that. But it was...
Does that make it twice as...
Oh, it's devastating. Devastating. Connected to a chain and just whizzing around. Yeah, it's just... Oh,
well,
bad.
I kind of...
What?
No.
And you'd hear the guys...
The chain. let's move on before...
You'd hear the other guys across the field going, ball!
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, way in the distance.
Yeah. Did you know? Do you know what Mr. Clean's full name is?
Jerry.
Hans.
No.
Hans Clean.
Jerry.
Hans.
Mr. Veritably Clean.
Oh, veritably.
Veritably.
What a snob.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Did you know that there is no such thing as a Michelin star chef? The rating is rewarded to the restaurant. It incorporates more than food quality, and if a chef is to leave or be replaced, he does not take that rating with him. It stays at the restaurant.
Oh. Hmm. And then there's a runner-up in case he cannot fulfill his duties. Right?
As chef.
Yeah. Did you know that 60 tons of ivory trade per year comes from mammoths frozen between 10,000 and 50,000 years ago?
Is that legal?
I believe it might be. I don't know. I don't think it's... I have no idea, to be honest with you. I know, obviously, on elephants today, it is illegal.
Oh, yeah.
But...
That's sad. That's
what really about sad. Frozen mammoths? Does that count? I have no idea. I would have to look that up.
Show prep, Jay, as Emily would say.
I have no idea. I'd have to look through that whole thing.
No big deal.
Yeah, can't you just give me a break? She's gone for a week, man. I don't need
Sorry,
to.
Sorry, man.
Did you know the longest sailable straight line without hitting land is from Pakistan to Russia? That comes out to about 20,000 miles.
Wow.
The circumference of the Earth
is
25,000 miles. So there you go. I'm glad you know that. That's interesting that you just, boom, right off the top of your head.
Oh, yeah.
Know that. Did you know around 1980 there was a man named Dennis Hope? He sold plots of land on the moon to notable people like Tom Cruise, John Travolta, even former President George H.W. Bush.
And they fell for it?
He claims the UN Outer Space Treaty doesn't negate an individual claiming ownership for the moon. So, I don't know. That's a horrible scheme some people fell for. Even Barbara Walters fell for it.
Well, you know,
Barbara Wawa.
They sell stars on that star register.
Yeah,
I got one of those as a gift.
And it's really cool, and it's really nice and everything, but it means nothing in this.
Totally not legit, but it's cool.
Yeah. I was going to start the Alabama Possum Registry. They name a possum after you.
Instead of 14773,
just
carry
roadkill in
general.
Instead of adopt a mile, you adopt the roadkill on the mile. Did you know that using jet air hand dryers in toilets and restrooms disperse 20 times more pathogens than regular hot air dryers?
I hate those. Mm. And somebody always scratches out, you know, there's directions on there.
Yeah.
And the last one is always wipe hands.
Wipe your hands on your clothes or something. Yeah.
This number increases to 190 times when you compare it to paper towels.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Did you know Steven Spielberg felt that he wasn't mature enough to make a film about the Holocaust, and so he gave the rights away to other directors? He later changed his mind, and he traded with another director to get Schindler's List. But you know the director who had Schindler's List?
No, who?
That he gave it to originally and then got it back from?
I'm afraid to guess.
Not really that bad. Martin Scorsese.
What's that? No.
Yeah, he owned that. So Spielberg had Cape Fear and said, you can take Cape Fear. And I'll take, I'll get that.
The way they trade off like that?
Yeah, and so Scorsese did Cape Fear. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
Schindler's is a phenomenal movie.
Oh, my God.
I've actually seen it. It is good.
You got to be in the right frame of mind to watch that.
I've seen it in full
and
one
even
time.
Though I don't particularly care for Liam Neeson off the screen, he is incredible in that movie.
Him and Ben Kingsley. Ben Kingsley was fantastic.
Yes, he was. God. Ben Kingsley was amazing in that film, too.
He was the secretary or something like that?
Yeah.
He was the one typing everything up.
Of course, he was Jewish, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, Schindler protected him.
Of course, there's the lesser-known version about a gentleman with a speech impediment. It's Schindler's Lisp.
Okay.
It starred Sylvester.
Back to you, Jay.
Did you know Plymouth, the capital city of the island of Montserrat?
Montserrat,
yes. Good job. It was evacuated in 1995 and then abandoned permanently due to volcanic activity. Despite having no residents, it is still the capital of Montserrat. Montserrat.
How about that?
It is the only capital city in the world that is also a ghost town.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
No one there. Cool. And finally, did you know that because of their long summer days, Alaska is capable of producing some unusually oversized produce? Some notable specimens that have been harvested in recent years include a 35-pound broccoli, a 65-pound cantaloupe, and a 138-pound cabbage.
Is that the devil's cabbage?
Yeah. And those are your random facts.
Wow. That's a mouthful.
That's a lot of cabbage.
That's a lot of cabbage.
These guys are going to do what we call a question caucus here.
Question caucus. Everyone huddle up.
Well, I talk about Adam's Drugs, and for those of you who used to go to Rite Aid, and you liked it, you knew the pharmacist, it was comfortable for you, all of a sudden, it's gone. And now you've been forced into a much bigger pool of patients and customers with the merging pharmacy, and I just don't see, in terms of math, how that's going to make your experience any more personal. I see stressed-out pharmacists trying to keep up with the overload. Why don't you make this an opportunity, turn it into something really good, and try Adam's Drugs. There's 12 locations. So if you hear the show over the air, there's one near you, and you're going to experience And some things, old-fashioned is good when it comes especially to those who take care of filling your prescriptions, looking out for you on so many occasions, not just for me, but others have told me that Adams Drug saved them a fortune on copays because, you know, okay, the copay on that is $200 or $300. They look for programs through the pharmacy manufacturer and others that they do everything they can to save you every possible dime because healthcare costs are high enough. They'll do everything they can to keep the damage to a minimum for you with some of the newer medications that are on the market. Goodness knows I see them advertised 100 times. Joey was teasing me yesterday.
Let's go watch this Estonian channel and your bladder commercials.
He's got that throat thing going on this week.
Yeah. Oh, does he?
Yeah. I like the group that I first went to Adams Drugs on Vaughan Road 6 years. And I like them so much that even though there's one closer to me, I go there because I know everybody, and it's great to be
kind
there.
Friendly.
And when folks walk in, it seems like everybody that comes in is greeted by their first name, and they're busy. They're busy, but they just have a way of keeping up with the pace, making you feel welcome and appreciated. Plus, they have gift shops, all your over-the-counter needs. But most of all, and most importantly, they have time for you. And that's what you want. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. And by the way, they are hiring, looking for full and part-time employees. So give them a call or go to AdamsDrugs.net. The location there, you can fill out an application, see the HR director is one right up the street from it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay Scott.
I think I'm making this easy, but I don't know. Earlier in Random Facts, we found out what Mr. Clean's full name is. What is it?
That's good.
That's it.
Gene Clean.
Jerry.
It's not, Jerry Gene Clean.
It's not hands either. Lawn's clean.
Gene Clean.
272-9228 if you have the correct answer for Jay's question. Win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a busy Friday morning. Our rush hour's in full swing, and we have an accident for you. It's on I-85 southbound. Just before you reach the 11 exit, that is the Chantilly Parkway Middleene exit. Be careful if you're coming into Montgomery on 85. 65 is still running along smooth. We expect it to start jamming up any second now around the river bridges as you approach the downtown area. The boulevard is stop and go all the way around, and our school zones are in effect this morning. Be careful in the school zones. Your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Keith, we'll catch your traffic blurb here in a second. Let's get our winner taken care of. Jason, do you have the answer to Jay's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question?
Mr. Clean's name would be Mr. Veritably Clean.
That's correct.
That is the winning answer, and you have won $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
You remember his middle initial?
J.
I was just kidding.
Bullwinkle J. Never Moose.
Mind. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just
hang on there, and Jay will get you jammed up jelly tight with your prize. First, though.
Shortwave, take it down quick. What's it say?
shut up. Yeah, Keith with a traffic observation.
Hey.
Yeah, we got an idiot on a motorcycle on Highway 14.
Wow.
Being chased by a cop going up 14 towards the interstate.
Really?
Yeah. He's done turned around. He just came by me.
Mm-hmm. Is it something he looks like he could get away on?
Yeah, if he hits the freeway, he's going to be gone.
Uh-oh. Go police.
We appreciate the heads up on that. Thank you.
Can we get a copter?
I know, right?
Get a chopper out there.
Get a chopper.
Yeah.
And Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Is still on the line, so let's say good morning.
Good morning.
Tracy.
How are you?
Tracy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Can I throw a question out at you and see how sharp you are?
Yeah, you can. I'll try.
Okay. Florida created a superhero to promote their citrus. What was the superhero's name? You know?
I think that was before I was listening.
So All right, it was Captain Citrus, but I was just curious.
Try her again. Give her another chance.
All right. Let's see. Well, let's go farther down the list because you wouldn't know Costco's Parmesan cheese wheel weight.
Oh, yes. Well, it was like 75 pounds.
Well, 72. That's good. That's
72.
Good. That's
it good. Was like $900.
Mm. Yeah, there you go. There you go. You're a winner. You're a winner, Tracy. You're smart. You're good.
And you may win when we do our... end of the week grand prize drawing at 8:50.
Yay.
It's a rusty set.
All right, sounds great.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Tracy. This just in, and this is legitimate news, we heard during Fox News at, I think, 6 o'clock mm-hmm. that, you know, the jobs numbers are coming out today, and they predicted 160,000 jobs. The actual number was 304,000.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
304,000 added last month.
And I'm sure the media will go to great lengths to credit the president for the best first 2 years economically. Forget the rest of it. Economically.
Right.
That any president has had in the last half century. And you know why? It was JFK who did the same thing in 1961. And now they want to go back to 90% tax rates. Good luck with that.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Good morning on a chilly morning to be on a motorcycle running for police.
I bet that guy's freezing.
Partly to mostly sunny today. A little warmer with a high around 63. We had 59 yesterday. Mostly cloudy tonight. Not as cold. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow, look for a high in the mid-60s. Risk of a stray shower around. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Sunday, widely scattered showers are possible. High in the upper 60s. Monday, high near 70 with scattered showers. And then I think Tuesday and Wednesday will be well up into the 70s. For instance, about 75 by Wednesday. Scattered showers and some thunderstorms, perhaps. Right now, this morning, east winds at 9 miles per hour. Temperature is 32 with clear skies, but the wind chill factor 25 at 738.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
All righty then, as our friend Emily, who will be back with us Monday, says...
What are we going to do now?
You're dinging like crazy over there.
Yeah, no.
Oh, we're getting photographs from the bride.
Well, she says, miss you guys, looking forward to seeing you y'all on Monday. And I said, who is this?
Oh, she's going to talk to you when
Rich,
you get here.
My goodness.
You're so naughty.
Wagging that finger at you.
Look at that. That's right. He says, who is this? Then kidding with a big... smiley face. Uh-huh. It's too late. She's probably already weeping into her husband's shoulder.
They don't want me back.
Look what Rich said.
Of course we want you back.
They don't remember me.
Michelle Dang Old Dang says, Emily Hayes, at 7:39, all right, we have Fox Business. And again, at least the early news on jobs and stuff is pretty incredible. And then we have a brand new song that will premiere at the end of this break.
Uh-oh.
And it's a salute to something we all know and love here. Okay. Wings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
So wouldn't it be good programming and logistical sense for me to schedule the Baumhauer's winning word announcement following that?
There you go.
Brilliant!
Because on Super Bowl Sunday, wings are just 53 cents each at Baumhauer's. And pints, of course, that's at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. Our 53 cents Bob's Blackberry Brew. And if you're into craft beers, everybody that I know that's tried it says it's excellent, including, you know, young
Joey.
It was actually pretty sophisticated when it comes to that kind of stuff. It's 7:40.
At work, Wall Street is expected to react this morning to the Labor Department's January employment report. Facebook's earnings were much stronger than expected. Though it's been dealing with a privacy scandal, its number of daily active users rose to 1.52 billion, up 9% from a year ago. Amazon's holiday quarter rose to a record. However, investors are concerned that its growth might not be as strong this year. Insurance company Cigna says its profit declined 46% in the recent quarter. Though its customer base grew, Wall Street was expecting an even weaker quarter. Cigna and Express Scripps merged last year. Commercial real estate and mall operator Simon Property Group is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. It was helped by new businesses opening. And stocks rose to the strongest January in 30 years last month. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
February is Boost Your Self-Esteem Month. Wow, that's great. Especially if you can ruin someone else's in the process. I don't know. What do you think, you no-brain idiot?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a woman fleeing a domestic violence situation went inside a Montgomery school with a gun. They say this incident happened in the 600 block of Buford Street. They say she went inside the school seeking help and a safe place and never posed a threat to the school. Montgomery police have arrested a man after they say he had sex with an underage girl. 22-year-old Cedric McNeil is charged with electronic solicitation of a child and second-degree rape. He is now being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $40,000 bond. And the Montgomery County School Board tackled the state report card Thursday. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says although the school system went up a letter grade from a D to a C, there is still much work to be done. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Wayne Newton is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the News Talk Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Wayne Newton at the MPAC on February 7th. Tickets to Wayne Newton at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 7th, from News Talk 93.1.
Bladder control issues can make life difficult and sometimes embarrassing. But now there's a better solution. Now there's Willow. For women and men, Willow does everything the other disposable incontinence product brands do, but with none of the downsides. It's slim and soft, just like underwear. Its ultra-absorbent inner layer keeps you feeling dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric, and it's convenient. Order online and we'll ship them in a plain box. Our subscription model means no more awkward checkout moments at the store. We're so sure you'll love Willow, we'll send your first box for free. All you have to do is go to willowfree.com. Now you can live your life with confidence and security with Willow. Do you struggle with incontinence? Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box for free so you can try them first, but only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deepsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer for home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Honey barbecue, milder teriyaki, mango habanero, or maybe Thai curry, Parmesan garlic, or an Asian zing. These are a few of my favorite wings. Yeah, man. Buffalo Wild, bourbon honey mustard, hot or medium or Caribbean jerk. Only the bravest will try the blazing. These are a few of my favorite wings. Salt and vinegar, chipotle barbecue, blue cheese or ranch, and some fresh cucumbers too. Whether it's sauces or the seasonings, I will eat any plate of chicken wings. Veggie platters, not appealing. Kale chips make me sad. I'd rather stuff my face with some chicken wings, and then I won't feel so bad.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
wild.
That was wild.
Is your winning word sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon? I will ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228 with that word.
Right.
And wild is the first word in what they have on the menu at Baumhauer's called Wild Caught Alaskan Pollock.
Mm-hmm.
Pollock.
I'll tell you some pollock jokes later, though.
Yeah. Two pollocks walk into a bar.
I remember a joke my dad told me.
Yeah?
I'm just remembering it.
Oh, you can't tell it? Okay.
No. Now, see, I've explained this to listeners many, many times, that I grew up in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Almost half of my friends had names like Wojciechowicz or...
Pulowski.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. And they told the best jokes.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. It's like fill in the blank. They picked on a certain ethnic group, but fill in the blank.
Yeah, you could interchange
right.
them.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. It's... nobody... took it serious. It was just, we had that ability to laugh at ourselves. I was thinking about this yesterday because earlier this morning, for whatever reason, I brought up that, oh, with the pollock, with Archie Bunker and Meathead.
Yeah.
And what followed all in the family? The Jeffersons. And you know what the Jeffersons did? It showed that everybody has some sort of prejudice or issue or with other people. And then Maud came along and all the others, and they really held a mirror up to America, not to correct us. They weren't saying, this is how you must think. They got us to laugh at ourselves, you know, realize that we're human beings and we all have our stuff.
Right.
You're right. And who was the character on All in the Family who was the Jefferson's son?
Lionel.
He had the best lines.
He used to play. You know, I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression, but in the early years of All in the Family, Lionel knew Archie was bigoted.
And played with it.
And and actually, I mean, he would talk to him. I'll give you one example. Because, you know, he liked to... it was his way, and eventually there's an episode where he says, you know, we've had our laughs, but Mr. Bunker stuffed this or something because Archie did cross the line. But prior to that, he and Meathead would elbow each other, and Archie used to like, what do you want to be when you get out of college? And he used to say, electrical engineer. And Archie thought that was funny. It was racist, but it was funny. So... he, instead of, you know, today a character would get all huffed and puffed and, you know, there'd have to be apologies and all the other nonsense.
Yeah.
And instead, he played him like a deck of cards. It was great.
Exactly.
It was great. And it was funny stuff. And everybody laughed at it. You know, that's why, You know, we did the ratings on TV the other day. 60 Minutes was the most watched show last week. Had 11.7 million viewers. The population of the country in the 70s was about 180 million. So we've added 140 million additional people to watch TV and do that stuff. In those days, All in the Family would get 45, 50 million people a week. It was, you know, of course, then you had to watch it when it was on because nobody had DVRs.
Right.
But, and then you would go out on Saturday night and people would say, did you see All in the Family? Did you watch the Jeffersons tonight?
Right.
Did you see that scene where they did?
Quoting lines.
Yeah. And it's a shame that, because to me that was a progressive comedy in that we finally started, you know, it wasn't like Lucy where, you know, Lucy, I'm going to do a show. I want to be in your show, Ricky. No, you can't. And then whatever convoluted approach he would take to try and get into Ricky's show. Not that that wasn't enjoyable, but the best comedy was the comedy that compelled us to look in the mirror and laugh and not take ourselves so seriously. Now, it's like everybody's got a wild hair. And that's a shame, you know?
I like that thing that, that you play sometimes, the comedian's talking about getting offended.
Steve Hughes is his
and name. I was offended.
So what?
Well, what happened? Did you die?
Nothing happens.
No.
So you're offended, you know? And pretty much the healthy thing that they should be teaching instead of political correctness is stop empowering people to hurt your feelings.
Exactly.
You know, that's, it's not that we're advocating ugliness, it's just that if somebody hurts your feelings, guess who really is ultimately responsible for that? You are.
Exactly.
How would you like to be a comic today and have to walk on like glass, you know, as far as correctness?
Nobody's been more outspoken about that than Jerry Seinfeld. He is. He says, I would dread trying to establish myself as a comedian today because of all these. None of them want to go to a college campus because, you know, there's 15 different groups with signs, you know, because you said this once or that once. And
who are you politically aligned with?
Exactly. And it's, I hope it changes. I don't know how it does. I don't consider that to be progress because, free speech.
Yeah. Wasn't it the little cartoon character Pogo? Wasn't it him that said, "We have seen the enemy, and it is us."
Yeah.
You know. It's we've become our own worst enemy.
Some of those little comic strips actually have contained great words of wisdom.
Oh yeah.
It's like sometimes there's an event that takes place twice a day at this time of the year, just after sunrise, just before sunset, when hundreds of thousands of starlings emerge from that swamp across I-85 called Marshall's Field. You've been around a long time. Did you ever go there when people could get into it?
No, I didn't.
It's all barricaded up. But Terry Adams used to go there quite a bit in his ute. And it's amazing to watch. You look at that, this, I can't even begin to tell, I'm estimating maybe a half a million birds.
That's a lot of birds.
From a mile across, mile in depth, and they all come back to that field just before the sun sets.
They roost in the trees there, I guess.
How do they know how to do that? What are they doing all day?
I know.
These are things that, when you think about it, are pretty impressive. You know, they don't fly into each other. They find their spot on a tree branch or wherever they're supposed to be, and it all works. And then we put 565 human beings in a place called Congress, and they can't get out of each other's way. It makes you realize that maybe nature has a better plan than we do.
You're probably right on that.
God, didn't we get profound?
I know. People are like, what's wrong with my radio?
A little deep.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to turn this into a philosophy show. I'm just
5 minutes now to 8 here on PBS.
And if you would like to send us some money, you can call us at 1-800. We're begging again.
Yeah, you know, that was the thing in Chicago and then in Miami in the early 80s. If you wanted to be on TV, this is when all the nobodies would get a call to be on the
to host the
PBS auction.
They got me a couple of years.
Well, you were a host.
Yeah, I was a host.
But, you know, when it was on at 3:30 in the morning, they'd call up, you know.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so it was the one time a year that any jock that wanted to get their face on TV could do that. We hosted one year. We did midnight to 6 a.m. and raised something like $300,000.
Wow.
But it was a lot of work. They don't do the... Do they just... I mean, I know they always have ongoing fundraising.
They have a new... a new thing they're doing now, and it has to do with these shows that are 70s music artists, Motown. They'll do, and then they come on, and so there's some these great musical acts and stuff, and then they'll come on and tell you how you can become a you know, a contributor.
Yes,
for PBS.
All righty, it's 7:56. I guess I forgot to give you guys the conundrum again, huh?
Yeah.
Don't have it.
Well, there's a good reason for it.
Oh.
I suck at this job.
Oh, no.
Bear with me. I'll get that to you, because we do have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Ooh.
We would like to give away. And next hour, we also do some prize drawings. By the way, if you're traveling this Groundhog's Day weekend...
Oh, and many people do.
Well, you know, people got to get out of town for the big holiday weekend.
Sure.
This would be Groundhog's Eve.
Yes, it is. We actually celebrate tonight at my house. Tomorrow's just a day.
A lot of people do that.
So
get one gift open.
But if you are traveling, I don't care if you're going 50 miles or 500 for any occasion, get your car to Don Duncan and at any one of the three locations and get the works. Get them under the hood to make sure everything, all your fluid levels are good. There's nothing going on. They got state-of-the-art diagnostics so they can quickly check to make sure everything in your car is in good working order. They vacuum it out after they finish changing your oil, rotating the tires, so you can leave with confidence.
Ooh.
Hey, it's nice to know, you know, because when you leave with doubts, like, gee, I hope these tires will make it. Just and if they know, who you got to blame?
Kind of ruins your trip.
So you got three locations where they, and boy, it's like having your own personal pit crew. Just let them know. If you need a ride back to your office or home, just let them know. They're happy to accommodate. That is what they're built on, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations and true wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires, prices that include installation. You can win the works next hour. If you've been one of our callers this week, you will be in that drawing. Right now it's 7:58, Fox News coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic helping you move through a Friday morning rush hour, and we have another accident for you. This one is in Millbrook. It's on Highway 14 at I-65. If you use that intersection and get into the Montgomery area, be careful. Give yourself a little bit of extra time. We also still have the minor crash at Chantilly Parkway and I-85. Be really careful around exit 11. Traffic's backing up pretty well right at that location. Once you get into town, not too many problems. We don't see a whole lot of hang-ups for you. The boulevard is running along like it normally does with delays at all the traffic lights, and our school zones are still in effect, so be careful around the school zones. And this may sound kind of crazy, but Prattville police are involved in two high-speed chases. One is 31 northbound leaving Prattville, another one on Highway 82. Please be careful and look out for that situation. Invisible Fence has a great selection of indoor and outdoor systems that will protect your pet and give you peace of mind. Training is everything, and Vicky is the best. Call Invisible Fence at 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful,